It's an experience that brings parents of special needs children to tears. While they often struggle to find any activities that can accommodate their little ones, they can't help but get emotional when they discover a local gymnastics center has created a program specifically designed for their sons and daughters. Some of these kids have never been able to walk in and sign up for a gymnastics class or any extracurricular because of the needs that they have, said Cartwheels co-founder Jen Budgen. One mom was crying and said, "I don't think my son has ever had a friend, and he has a group of friends here." The local facility, which has always prided itself on being a space that welcomes all children, began offering its inclusive class, Playability, in February and is looking to expand the program to accommodate even more youngsters with special needs in the fall. "This program allows them to be them," said Budgen. During the class, each child is supported one-on-one by what Budgen describes as her team of magical humans, or coaches who have experience with special needs children, with some also working for school boards as educational assistants. "You don't really need to know a lot about gymnastics, you just have to be a magical human who's good with children," she said. "They keep that child safe and connect with them." Some of the participants do full gymnastics, while others use the time to explore and play freely in the gym space. And Cartwheel's efforts to provide opportunities for all children aren't going unnoticed. Jen Budgen with Cartwheel's award from the Halton Down Syndrome Association. Melanie Hennessy, Halton Hills Today. The local facility was recently chosen as this year's recipient of the Halton Down Syndrome Association's Community Partner Award. The honor is bestowed each year on a business or organization that has provided a significant contribution to the life of individuals with Down syndrome in the community. "This is a big deal for North Halton as the award normally goes to a business in Oakville or Burlington," said Budgen, who noted that Cartwheels also recently hired a coach with Down syndrome, Emily Arbick-Cohen, a Special Olympian in rhythmic gymnastics. Going forward, Budgen said Cartwheels hopes to start an adaptive class with Community Living North Halton, and bring in children from the Darling Home for Kids for Rebound Therapy, which is physical therapy using the trampoline, a method also used in the Playability and social sports programs. "You can take children right out of their wheelchairs, put them on the trampoline and have them explore movement by you bouncing them," she explained. Cartwheels continues to offer its traditional programming for children of all ages in its recently renovated and expanded space on Armstrong Avenue. For further details, visit http://www.cartwheelsgymcenter.com.